How are you, Ed?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm a little chilly, but it looks like we're going to get some warmer weather as we get into next week. That's a good thing.
I can't wait for that.
How's McDonald's doing?
Very good.
Business is good?
It is. The new restaurant there in Holt is doing very well.
Well, tell us about it. Where is it located, and how long has it been in operation?
It's located at 2400 North Cedar Street in Holt, and it's been there for about 32 years. And we just recently tore it down and did a total rebuild and upgraded it.
Well, I bet the employees and staff are happy about that, working with the new facilities and new equipment.
Oh, it's been very nice.
Well, you're going to be involved in a pretty neat fundraiser. Talk about that.
Well, we saw a great opportunity to help out a family within our community and notice the hardships and the terrible accident that had happened. I'm sure everybody's well aware of that and what happened with that. And found out that the family was having a hard time with the medical bills, and we wanted to do anything we could do to help. And we found a great opportunity with hot cake supper, or breakfast, I guess, that we're doing. $5 for the hot cakes and sausage and a beverage. And 100% of the funds that we get from this fundraiser are going to go to the Harris family.
And I know you're looking for a great turnout. What made owner-operator Mike Dickerson say, hey, we got to get involved?
Again, it was just something with the community. We wanted to be a part of the community and show everybody that we're here and wanted to help support this family going through these trying times. And he said, hey, we got to do something. And we came up with this great idea. And we are planning for the best and hoping for a wonderful turnout. We have everything ready to go, and staff and people are excited in the restaurant. They've been talking about it amongst themselves in the restaurant with all of the customers that we do have, and getting out into the community, the local businesses, and trying to put flyers up. So everybody's just real excited about this opportunity and hope it's a great turnout for the Harris family.
Ed, whenever we get to small business owners on the program or folks who work in that business, we always like to ask them, what can state government do to help businesses like yours?
Well, there's a lot of things with that. You know, the one thing that really hurts us the most with the state government is the taxes and things that they're doing, and it makes it hard for us to staff the stores with the amount of taxes and the way that they're structuring things with that. But for the most part right now with McDonald's, everything's going really well. I'm very happy with the sales and the turnout that we're having, and able to staff the stores and hire people and keep things going in Michigan.
Is it challenging, or are you finding all the workers that you need?
It is challenging somewhat. You know, unfortunately, when the economy is worse, for us we do better, but I know that a lot of people are struggling and losing jobs that they've had for years, so they, you know, come to us for anything they can possibly get. So we do have a good amount of app flow right now, and people that are wanting jobs. Unfortunately for them, it's something that they gave up a job they've had forever, and they like that job, and they're just looking for something to provide for their family. So we've been fortunate enough with sales being good, and we're looking for a good springtime here. When the weather turns better, our sales go up. So we are looking at hiring and staffing right now and getting ready for that. And we do have a lot of people applying.
All right, Ed, before we let you go, plug the event one more time.
Sunday, February 13th from 10 to 1, hot cake breakfast. 100% of the proceeds will go to the Harris family. So please come out to the Holt McDonald's, 2400 North Cedar Street, and support this great cause. Hope to see you all out there.
And that's this coming Sunday. Thanks so much, Ed.
Yes, Tony, thank you.